This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
To be respectful of the office and give the president-elect an opportunity to put forward his platform and his arguments without somebody popping off in every instance.
That's the President Obama in Peru talking about all kinds of things related to Donald Trump, the president-elect, and his own time in office. Hi, everybody. How was your weekend? Kate Delaney hanging with you here on America Tonight. So the big news, if you're curious, and of course you are, and this has been all the conversation, it's buzzworthy, who are the new cabinet members to be? Who are the cabinet picks? And apparently Donald Trump is set to announce some of those picks. He's been interviewing potential cabinet members at his New Jersey golf club. He was at Trump Tower, then he was at his Jersey club for a couple of days, and he might have found a defense chief, they say, in James Mad Dog Mathis. He said this military commander is a true general's general. So perhaps that's the direction that he goes in. Of course, choices for other spots, attorney general, national security advisor, chief White House strategist, they're definitely under a microscope. A lot of Democrats whining and complaining about those choices. And he and Vice President Mike Pence started their day on Sunday at a Presbyterian church in New Jersey in the countryside there. And, of course, this is off of a couple days previous where Mike Pence had gone to see the Broadway musical Hamilton and was booed by people in the crowd. And Trump said he was owed an apology. So that also was buzzworthy and made a ton of noise on Twitter, which, of course, you know how news breaks in the 140-character world. So the scoop is here now is, you know, will we see Chris Christie, the New Jersey governor, with Bridgegate? I seriously doubt it. And, of course, the fact that Chris Christie prosecuted Jared Kushner, who is the son-in-law of Trump, his father, doesn't really bode well for his chances to find himself in the administration in some position. We do know that Rudy Giuliani certainly will pop up somewhere. Trump's picks so far include Senator Jeff Sessions. We know that Mike Flynn is the national security advisor. General Mike Flynn is his choice there. Steve Bannon is his chief strategist. And, you know, it's interesting, too, because I think Secretary of State, you know, is also something that was talked about so much. But and that looks like Rudy Giuliani and Romney, Mitt Romney, believe it or not, is actually under consideration for Secretary of State. He went to see Donald Trump. And if you go back to the campaign and you look at things that Romney said, and I guess you look at things that Trump said, they've certainly buried the hatchet if that's going to happen. So Trump spent his first weekend outside of Manhattan since the November 8th election. Other than that trip down to Washington to meet the current president, hasn't really talked in public very much. He's slipped the reporters a couple of times. He did that once to take his family to dinner in New York earlier in the week, and there's been a little bit of blowback for that. But bottom line is this. Besides the cabinet members, there was a settlement with the three class action lawsuits over what is now defunct Trump University for $25 million. He says he's just focusing his energy on his new job and dismissing anything else, including any kind of guilt when it comes to Trump University. So we'll see when some of these announcements will be made, but they're moving very, very quickly on cabinet picks. So this is it. This is the last 60 days for Barack Obama, and in comes President Trump. So this was the last world tour for Obama, and it's interesting to read back and forth how the United States is being portrayed, how this transition is being portrayed. In fact, the headlines, I woke up this morning, you know, I like to go from coast to coast just to see what's being discussed, and the LA Times had Obama's final foreign trip was his last chance to warn the world about Trump and to warn Trump about the world. And he did go off on that a little bit. So that was the top. There were storms in Southern California. The Rams were playing. Kanye West canceled a big show at the Forum at the last minute, and people were furious over that. But the top headline was about Donald Trump and what would happen is as he becomes president, warnings about what to do once he gets there. The New York Times, if we pop back to the East Coast, wherever you're listening to me, buzzworthy is what they thought was buzzworthy. They talked about fake news. They talked about criticism for liberalism. But the really biggest headline was Donald Trump's swamp gets murkier. And they talk about the number of lobbyists and special interest players who are part of the transition team and how that's a no-no. Then there was another headline that said for partners of Trump in India, president-elect branded bump. And they talk about developers who have built two Trump towers in India, met with the president last week. One of them confirmed that they discussed future deals with the Trump family. And they say, look, the interaction doesn't violate federal laws or ethic rules. Three lawyers were talking about it. But it did create, again, this mystique about Trump and his partners and is this going to be a way to profit? And that's what the New York Times talked about somewhat. And then from there, you know, it was a slew of other stories, including what's going on in Aleppo and the bombing there and the hell that Syria is. And then Apple empowering U.S. working class at a Texas complex. They're talking about what they're enabling them to do, how they can climb up the ladder of success. And from there, they also mentioned Gwen Ifill and how what she did as a journalist in her years in the business, because she died last week in hospice, and there was a lot of conversation about Gwen Ifill, who was a respected journalist and who was actually a debate moderator, if you remember that, if you recall that. For many of you listening in the South and the Midwest, and as you know, I've lived in all parts of the country, I've been so fortunate to really feel, see, and know how many great people are out there. On the flip side, we continue with the buzzworthiness of the politics of the day, then some other odds and ends. Hang with us, Kate Delaney, America Tonight.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, ICOMP Geeks on site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks on site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks on site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Crossing the stage, I know you can feel the excitement. Shake it up, turn it on, shake it up.
So the Democrats in the tsunami that has now happened, the blindsiding of the Democratic Party, a lot of questions still abound and a lot of conversations are still out there about what's going on with the Democrats and the fact that did they not pay attention? They had a way different way of taking the pulse of the American public, as many of you have talked about here that have called the show throughout this entire campaign season, which seems like it went on forever. I think Donald Trump said it was the longest 16 months of his life. He said, this is hard, folks. Remember when he said, you know, hey, we've won, that kind of stuff on election night when he gave his acceptance speech, if you will. It's interesting. Megyn Kelly came out in an interview with Howard Kurtz on the Fox News channel, where Kurtz asked her, hey, certain TV hosts were in the tank for Donald Trump, you say, and to the point where you say they would arrange with Trump in advance to ask him critical questions or do certain hits on him so they would appear to have credibility. And Kurtz asked, are you suggesting they were play acting? And she said, yes, it was play acting. And he said, this was more than on one network. And she said, yes, but you can't tell us who? And she said, no, because these were off-the-record conversations that I was privy to, and I'm not at liberty to reveal. Well, I would love to tell you who it was. I have this information. I'm not allowed to name names. And she said, trust me, it did happen. It's been confirmed by more than one television executive. Now, remember, one of the things that happened in one of the debates was that Donna Brazile had supposedly given a Democratic operative some questions that Hillary Clinton would be asked. That would be part of the debate. So, gosh, it seems like everybody was getting questions. What kind of deal is happening there that the media is so in the bag for either candidate that they're giving questions? I mean, come on. And the media wonders why, so many in the media wonder why they are on a hit list of a barrage of negative comments talking about, oh, mainstream media, how can you trust them? And I always stick up in some ways for the media because I have friends in the media who are not at all like that, who went through journalism school and don't really at all cater to what's happening in some cases, but the lines have blurred between what is talk, like talk radio is opinionated. I'm paid for my opinion. I can pummel someone if I want to. I like to line up the evidence and the reasons why, but or praise someone or just frankly tell you, as I say, what is buzzworthy. And as we do odds and ends and go from coast to coast, I mean, this is it. It's about painting the canvas. It's blank, different from what a traditional anchor would do, and different from reporters and what reporters used to do. So I think there are still some great reporters out there and people who can be fair, balanced, and not biased, let's say. But boy, it seems like it's becoming a smaller group of people. When Megyn Kelly says this, and I trust what she says, I guarantee, I know from my own conversations, I guarantee she's right. I guarantee that she did hear some of those conversations. So there you go. So we're saying that really both candidates had this. How ridiculous is that? We can't even just have a debate and ask the questions? I mean, come on. Give me a break. So Donald Trump is not answering a lot of questions of the reporters right now. He will, in the future, have that opportunity, and he certainly has. But when it comes to the Democrats and their playbook and what's happening and what's not working, one of the things that the current president was asked is, boy, will we see a Democrat in the White House again and in powerful positions? If you look, the Republicans now have all branches of government. And here's what he had to say.
No, I'm not worried about being the last Democratic president, I think. Or not even for a while. I say that not being cute. The Democratic nominee won the popular vote. And obviously this is an extremely competitive race, and I would expect that future races will be competitive as well.
All right, so I expect that we may see even another party. How often have I talked about, let's have another party, let's have another look, if we could just get that third party? And we thought we were going to have the third party, but that never really has panned out on a bigger level. But I think it will. I think it's going to be interesting to see what happens with younger voters, and will they get involved or will they sit on their hands when it comes to politics? Hopefully, because the right to vote to me is so precious when we think of how this country was established. And I know it's like going back in a time machine, reading a wickedly good book that makes you feel like you could be right there in revolutionary times and know what it was like to deal with the British, to try to sneak around, break apart, rely on the spy system, and do the things that the Founding Fathers had to do to establish the government that we now have, and why so many of us are desperately trying to hang on to a government that they set up so beautifully. But you have to have people involved in the process. You have to have people involved. There's no question about that. No votes, slanted results, the constant whining, the constant assuming the person, oh, that's a canceled vote, that's ridiculous. So bravo to everybody listening to this show who sent me a ton of emails about the fact that they went out and voted. Just vote, for goodness sake. Vote, get involved. You can get involved on the local level. You can get involved in the state level. And then ultimately you can get involved on the national level too. But we're over the vote thing. It's done. Trump is the guy. And now it's give them a chance. Leading Democrats are saying that. Let's hope that people give them a chance because we have no idea, right? And maybe that's the scary thing for some people, not having this report card on a litany of votes and previous political leanings that are affecting people, not how he leaned, not how he voted, but things that happened while he was in political office, right? We have odds and ends coming up. And by the way, if you want to throw in your two cents, you can. We do have a mailbag. It was overflowing. I had to kick the mail out of the way, so trust me, we'll go to the mailbag. But I want to throw out the digits because you're always included in this. Do you think Obama says, well, I'm not going to be the last Democratic president, but do you think he is the last Democratic president? An interesting thing to ponder. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. We just went through two terms with Barack Obama, before that two terms of Bush, and before that two terms of Bill Clinton. It seems like it's okay. 8 years for them, 8 years for us, 8 years for them, 8 years for us, 8 years like that. It's like sports teams, isn't it? That's why I say it's the thems. It's them and it's us. It's them and it's us. And I do think eventually a third party emerges. The problem is now a third party is just a distraction and pulls votes away from either the Republicans or the Democrats, depending on who that candidate is. And that's really the big problem. That's really the big problem there. In fact, I got a note from Phil listening to us in Sarasota, Florida, and he says, Kate, the lines were actually pretty long in my precinct. I was very proud of Floridians who came out to vote. And let me tell you, I saw some people who made their way to vote who were relying on walkers, who were relying on friends to help them, and I could have never been more proud of the people in my neighborhood and the neighbors down the street for doing what they had to do to get out and vote. And certainly you saw what happened in Florida. I think you were right when you said every vote counts. That's just a taste of what I receive still in the mailbag, as so many want to weigh in on what happened in the election. Did anybody nail the score? We'll tell you about that next. Plus, Reince Priebus now has a role in the Trump White House, moving from the RNC chief to a big gig with President-elect Donald Trump. We'll talk about that in just a sec here in America Tonight.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protobite Liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protobite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protobite is nutrition you can feel. Protobite is nutrition that gets in.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Bucks barely down the street, pull way down low. Ain't no sound but the sound of speech. Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat? Out of the dark ways and for this race. The sound of the beat, yeah. Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust. And another one gone, and another one gone.
We're going to let you hear what Reince Priebus has to say about the law and the transition in just a second. We're going to do that. But I know you're all curious if anybody nailed the score. The game of the week was the Dallas Cowboys hosting the Baltimore Ravens. If you listen to me, you know exactly what I'm talking about. If you've just downloaded this and you're just like, what is she talking about, nailing the score? The game's already over, or I could care less about football. Listen, it's like bingo. Or better yet, the lottery is sky high. You stumble into a local 7-Eleven to pick random numbers with your fingers crossed. Yes, this could be you. You could win millions of dollars you fantasize about never working again, but then you lose. So in this case, you don't have to even spend a dollar. It's once a week, one segment. You just have to tell us what you think the score is going to be and who you think is going to win of the two teams. You don't have to know anything about football. We've had two big winners. One actually had a huge prize that year. They won a leather coat and a whole bunch of other goodies. And we have prizes. We have prizes to give out, so I would love it if somebody would nail the score. The final score was 27-17. 27-17. And it's interesting because, actually, you know what? The game of the week, we still have time on the game of the week, because the game of the week was not the Ravens in Dallas. That was our second choice. That was our backup in case things didn't work out in Mexico. Because the Raiders, because now they're saying about that game, what's going to happen? Houston and Oakland is the Monday night game, and that is the game of the week. So have no fear. You did not miss out on nailing the score if you are Pete in Texas or Dan or Grimm or Sharon or anybody else that's on our list. Everett, Bernie, Bill, Jake, Josh also got in there just in time, and also Mary and Sue. So we had a lot of people that actually emailed us. But then the thought was we were going to have a backup game, but we didn't actually go through the backup game because of what could happen in Mexico. But I think it's going to be fine. The Monday night game is Houston and Oakland. As for, and I got to mention this because I got some questions about it. As for the Dallas Cowboys, they win their 9-1, beating Baltimore 27-17. Are you kidding me? 27-17. This kid drafted in the fourth round, Dak Prescott. Some of you listening in Mississippi, you know what a quarterback he was in college. But Dak Prescott threw three touchdown passes. Two of them were to one of his wide receivers, Dez Bryant. And Tony Romo was back, the quarterback who he replaced because of an injury, who broke a bone in his back, and it gave Dak Prescott the opportunity to step in and just light it up, and light it up he has. Now the conversation with the Dallas Cowboys as they flat out lead the NFC East is, what team can beat them in the NFC other than possibly Seattle? And they're talking about people outside of Dallas are talking about the Cowboys going to the Super Bowl, which is crazy if you think of the scenario heading into the season. You couldn't have really thought that the rookie, even if he had all this talent, was going to be the quarterback, and sure enough, things have changed. Kind of like Donald Trump. A lot of people thinking Donald Trump, wow, can't believe it, he gets the nomination for the Republicans. It's true, but how is he going to win this election? Because all those political types will come out and they won't vote for Trump. Even if they don't like Hillary Clinton, they won't vote for Trump. And that's exactly what didn't happen. It was the opposite, because so many of you, sick of what's happening in your hometown, people who lost jobs because they went overseas, factories closed, what happened with your health care, which is still in a brutal situation for so many people right now, where your health care is substandard, especially if you're any kind of an entrepreneur and have your own business, depending on what kind of business it is. It's unbelievable what's happened to people when it comes to health care, other than the pre-existing conditions. I've said that many, many times on this show. And that's one of the many, many attack points of Donald Trump when he was out there campaigning. Obamacare is gone. Immigration woes will change. That was one of the many things that Donald Trump talked about, and he definitely struck a nerve. And just like this quarterback coming in, again, the sports analogies, not a lot of people might have thought he was talented, but certainly not thinking the Dallas Cowboys were going to just win all the games that they've won and be 9-1 in a situation where people are talking about them for the Super Bowl. Wow. Wow. All right, I think we got this. We got Mike Kaiser. I think Kaiser Susie. He's back there in Minnesota. He tells me the weather is clear. He's in charge of what we have queued up for you. And I think, Mike, we have something that Priebus had to say as far as all these attacks about what's going to happen. Will the new administration follow the letter of the law? Here's what he had to say.
Clearly, this is something that has already been articulated both in the House and the Senate and by President-elect Trump, which is we will pursue policies to temporarily suspend immigration from areas that harbor and train terrorists until better vetting is put together.
All right, so answering specifically the immigration question about what about the sanctuary cities? What about this massive problem, how are you attacking it? And you heard what Priebus had to say there. Priebus is really somebody who's friendly enough with the media and accessible enough that he has certainly done a lot of it, and he's been out there speaking a bunch and has been asked to be on many, many, many shows and has done those shows. That's for sure. And that's why he's asked about that. What's going to happen and how are you going to make this happen and all of that. Bottom line is, I said this already, the deck is stacked depending on what the plan is, as long as there's enough votes. I mean, he still would have to deal with whatever the policy is, Democrats, but the deciding votes swayed in both chambers, run deep as far as Republican votes. So we'll see how quickly things ramp up. You know, the first 100 days, it's always about that. What are the first 100 days going to look like? And it'll go quickly. Boom. All of a sudden, January comes, sworn in, inauguration day, party's over, and then, boom, right to work. And supposedly, from what I understand, is already so much of that behind-the-scenes work. So I keep hearing about transition teams and who's going to be in what spot. So much of that behind-the-scenes work is already really, really happening, because it's a tough transition for anyone, no matter who they are. All of a sudden, you're foisted into all of these briefings, all this classified information, much more than I think anyone can really imagine, learning as you go, no matter how briefed you were, how quickly you jump into the middle of it. That's why I think with this finding the people that they want in place in the administration, it's smart to jump on it as fast as they can to try to get everybody up to speed as quickly as they can. Now, Priebus also talked about the controversy over Jeff Sessions and whether or not he would be confirmed. And he says, you know, listen, he's a good man. He's going to be confirmed. He deserves it. He said he doesn't think Priebus was on ABC this week and said, I don't think there's going to be a problem whatsoever. In 86, Sessions was denied a federal judgeship because there were allegations that he had called the ACLU and the NAACP un-American and made some other remarks at some colleagues. But Priebus is saying, listen, it happened 30 years ago. This is something that I think is very political, very unfair, and I would hate to be judged, and I think you would, and everyone out there, to be judged over a phrasing of one single thing that I've said. So Priebus handled that well, and he talked about some of the other people who have been talking to Trump about positions in the cabinet. I mentioned that at the top. One of the names that comes up is, and surprised a few people, is the former governor of Massachusetts, Mitt Romney. But apparently there have been some conversations that they've talked about opportunities, that maybe there is something there, the possibility of him serving in the administration. And what Priebus says is, look, anything is possible. Anything is possible. How can, and he was asked, how could that candidate be nominated, a former Republican presidential candidate, would they be nominated for Secretary of State? And Priebus says, yeah, anything is possible. South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley, her name's come up a bunch, that maybe she ends up in some sort of position. Of course, we know, and I've already said this, Rudy Giuliani, I can't imagine he doesn't. The only one that won't, and I've already said this, is looking at Chris Christie, very implausible that you see Chris Christie anywhere in this administration. All right, when we come back, you can certainly throw in your thoughts, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283, but we're going to hit the mailbag.
This is is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now. 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-9833. Again, that's 1-800-441-9833.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal-impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
America Tonight. It is about you, my friends. So without further ado, we're going to check the mail. And as we jump, dive into the mailbag, more like it. I mean, unbelievable how much mail I get. I know I say this all the time, but I feel like saying it. Bravo to all of you who jump immediately on your computers, iPhones, whatever, and send me an email. You can do that if you're listening, americatonight.net. If you download the show some other time, I know a lot of people download and listen to tune in that way, or get the show on gcnlive.com. Good for you. That's a great way to do it. You can always still check in with us, americatonight.net. Click on contact. And just like that, let your thoughts flow. So let's do that. Let's go to Tommy, who says, Katie, love America Tonight. I'm rooting for you, girl. I hear and see some of these talk show hosts who I know have to be getting serious, Jack, and I wonder why my Kate isn't in their spots. I think we need to push harder to have you in a much better position, but I have to say, I enjoy what I hear, and I love the fact that you do always say, and shame on the people who don't jump on it, right of right, left of left, somewhere in between, you're invited to the show. And I think that's great because I think you really do mean that. And whether I agree with some of the points of view or not, I like to hear other points of view. And look, we're all Americans. Isn't that the deal? Even Trump said it when he was elected. He's inviting all the people who didn't vote for him to give him a chance and see what he can do. I think people forget that. I think people forget that after every president. And, yeah, so let's see. Let's see what happens. Absolutely. It's going to be interesting, the transition. It is. It's going to be interesting, and I already said this, in the first 100 days. I mean, there's so much that has to get going, and I think, honestly, no matter how focused you are, no matter how many good people you have in place, it takes a while to really get that machine, I call it machine, get that machine running. But, you know, there's always the person who breaks the mold. Always the person that breaks the mold, and we'll see what that's about. All right, let's go to Marv, who says, Kate, did you hear the story about Melania Trump and Barron not living in the White House, that instead they're going to stay in New York so he can stay in school, and that his mother doesn't actually let nannies raise him when he was a baby, and she's very involved in his schooling, and so they're not going to immediately move to the White House. That has to be unusual. Well, I did read that story, that they are going to stay there until the end of the school year, so they're not going to move right away. Instead, they're going to be there for another 6 months, and then I guess, you know, who knows what happens after that, if in fact he goes to school in Washington like so many others have done, maybe. But no official statement has been released. Nothing really has been said, except for they're concerned about pulling him out of the middle of the school year, and that they would give some security considerations, and privacy and all of that would be extended. So how about that? And then the question was about Trump himself. There were people talking about Trump would say he would go back and forth from Manhattan. So, I mean, I think for sure, I believe the story of them staying there until he's out of school. I don't think it's surprising based on some of what she had to say when she was interviewed about how important schooling was and how his life was being disrupted, and the media spotlight and that whole kind of thing, and that they would just look at it at the end of the school year. I mean, it's similar to what happened with the Obamas, right? So they didn't like the attention with the campaign. They considered her staying in Chicago, but then they ultimately moved to Washington. And even Trump himself, I said this, they haven't said whether he's going to move there full time, because they're saying he would like to be in New York when he can be in New York. Of course, the problem is always going to be logistical problems for the Secret Service and the police department. And Trump Tower is on Fifth Avenue, which, of course, is a major thoroughfare in New York City, but they'll figure it out. Whatever it ends up being, they'll figure it out. All right, this one is from Nat, who says, Kate, I wonder how seriously the relationship will be with Vladimir Putin and Donald Trump. Because obviously Obama did not have a good relationship with Vladimir Putin. In fact, they were at an economic summit just the other day, and supposedly they were talking about the Ukraine ceasefire process and when that would be finished. Yeah, I read a story about that, I mean, again, this is the end of the world tour pretty much for Obama. The discussion was, it wasn't an economic deal, and the discussion was about withdrawing from the Ukraine, what was going to happen there, because supposedly they're pushing Putin to get out of the Ukraine, solve the conflict in Syria. But the cyber attacks, that whole thing on the Democratic National Committee, other allegations about other institutes, that kind of thing, that didn't come up. That's not necessarily shocking. Trump has said they'll have a fresh start in their relationship. But in Berlin last week, Obama urged Trump to not just cut some deals with Russia for the sake of short-term expediency. So, I don't know, new president, new way of doing things. Russia goes back to Putin. How much do you trust Russia and Putin? How close do you keep your enemies or your friends? Or concerns about what else is happening in the world? It goes into that pot and to those private briefings, I think, that you get when you're president. So much more information. You get much more information than even the greatest reporter on the face of the earth with great contacts could possibly leak out or find out about. No, I don't think so. All right, how about this? This one is from Sally, who says, Kate, did you see, I know you were talking about a train derailment a week or so ago. It seems like this is becoming all too common. I saw that a train derailed in India and a whole bunch of people were killed. I know it's not the United States, and I know that you were talking about a train accident in the United States, but I was curious if you knew anything about that. Yeah, over 100 people were killed. It was an overnight passenger train. It just rolled off the tracks. So they were trying to pull people out of the coaches that were just completely mangled. They think that there's going to be a higher death toll. There were 150-some people that were injured. There were passengers that were, of course, asleep. And, so they were sleeping, and then all of a sudden they're lying on the floor. They're smashed in the horrible wreckage, and that's the deal. And I saw the photos from the trains. I actually was looking at those photos, just like that other train crash, although this one had so many more people involved, and it was an overnight situation. So they're trying to figure out what it was that pushed the train off the tracks. And now it's just a question of getting the people removed, doing everything they could to make sure that they checked every single ounce of this wreckage. They say it's just an awful, awful sight to see it. And, an interesting side note to that, a sad side note, the Indian government did a report that said about 15,000 people are killed every year in train accidents in that country because the equipment is so outdated and they have staff that's overstretched. Sounds familiar, not quite as high, but there have been problems lately in the United States as well. Thanks for listening to this hour of ATN.
Cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.